This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Z doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is one member of a rap group who is about to embark on a point of no return. Talking to me via phone, not out the side of his neck, my man Buddy of Dem Franchise Boys. How you doing?
What's happening?
What's happening is digital download and ringtone sales are the new moneymaker, and you guys really started that because you sold 1 million ringtones before you released your debut album. So do you consider yourself a digital pioneer, Buddy?
I mean, yeah, we always consider ourselves trendsetters, that just was another trend that we had in the making,
Of recent times, Soulja Boy just went over the 3 million mark for digital sales. Did he send you guys a thank you card in the mail?
Oh, no, he ain't sent it now, but, I'm quite sure he do appreciate what we started, and I appreciate him for keeping it going on,
Certainly. When formulating the moves that went into his popular Soulja Boy dance, I noticed a little Lean With It, Rock With It in there. Do you feel he bit off your success at all?
I wouldn't say he bit, Like I said earlier, we trendsetters, man. We make it do what it do. We expect people to follow, mark, copy, however you put it, add a little twist to it, but at the same time, give us our recognition.
Definitely. Speaking of trend setting, what do you have in store for 2008? I don't want you to give everything away, but reveal for me what you guys have up your sleeve.
I mean, 2008, we're more mature this go around, letting people that know that this is a business, and we're starting to understand the business aspects of what's going on in the music industry and how to handle things. We're more mature now, we're grown men. Plus, we're trying to brand ourselves. We got Franchise Records as a parent company, but up under that, we got our own, each one has got our own little individual thing going on. Pale make movies, he write movies, he script them out. Pimp make beats, Pale make beats. Me and Jizzle got a barbershop. Me and Pale own 10 Entertainment, which we host a lot of artists, and we just trying to brand ourselves as a label,
Definitely. Speaking of labels, you guys are signed to Virgin Records, who merged with Capitol, and they're all owned by the parent company EMI. Now, just recently, EMI announced that they're cutting between 1,500 and 2,000 jobs. So are you four safe from getting that pink slip?
In my eyes, I feel like I'm safe, but I ain't the boss, so I don't understand. I can't tell you whether I'm safe or not, but in my eyes, I'm safe. I'm comfortable with what's going on and how it's going.
Good.
So how they backing us right now, so it seems as if we ain't going nowhere.
Let's talk about that. The press release that EMI distributed stated that fundamentally restructured the recorded music division in order to respond to the needs of artists and consumers. So from the vantage point of an artist, Buddy, who will benefit more from this restructuring?
I would say the artists, hoping that they give us more, more power and more hands-on with our own project due to the fact that, everything that people want to put out, they're not able to put out due to the fact that or how things need to be structured.
Do you feel EMI has responded to the needs of Dem Franchise Boys?
I mean, so far, so good. We had new president Ronnie Johnson passed away at the beginning of the year,
Mm-hmm.
That kind of slowed things down. R.I.P. Ronnie Johnson, which was a good friend and good mentor towards me and the rest of the guys, for the music industry. But other than that, they still holding their ground. They're still doing what they're doing. And I appreciate everything what's going on.
Okay, let's talk about the new album, Point of No Return. It is the only urban project on your label's release schedule for the foreseeable future. How does it feel to know that you don't have to compete with a glut of priorities in order to get promotional and marketing work done in your behalf?
It's like competition really wasn't a factor. I mean, we never looked at a competition, but it's always competition out there due to it, whether we're on the same label or not. It's from another label. We feel like we still gonna have to outdo somebody or something.
Do you feel, though, that it's in the group's best interest not to be on a label that has, let's say, 10 to 15 priorities?
Oh, yeah. It's the group's best interest due to the fact that, we're the biggest fish in the sea,
Let's talk about the past for a second. Jermaine Dupri signed the group to Virgin when he was the president of Urban Music at that label. After he left to take the same position at Island Urban Music, how did that affect the group?
It didn't affect us, but then in a way, I would say, people expect it to affect us, because JD signed us, and we had already had a chemistry amongst ourselves to which Pauly and Pimpy produced, and me and Jizzleman write, we just come together, and we got a chemistry with each other. But folk by us signing with JD, or JD signing us to Virgin, JD seen something hot, and he put us on. No disrespect to JD, but we gonna maintain. We gonna hold ours down. Pimpy produced the "Oh, I Think They Like Me" in the white tee. Pale produced the "Lean With It, Rock With It." So all our number one hits came within the group. So we still got our same chemistry and our same formula going. So with the right backing, we gonna do what we gotta do.
Definitely. When JD did flee over to Island Urban Music, was following him ever an option, or were you guys just stuck with Capital?
I mean, you know, everything always an option, you know, but we sat down and we thought about it, you know, and within negotiation for what, 4 to 6 months between JD and the heads over at Capital. You know what I'm saying? You know, we winded up at Capital, which we happy with the situation, because we was going to be happy with whichever situation we winded up in. We was going to be satisfied because we know what we got to do. We got to maintain and bring a more business mind to the table this go round.
If you had gone over with JD, if the situation was right, do you feel you'd be in the same place you are now, about to release a new album?
I mean, yeah, if not already on release, you know, because when JD was the president, We made music, you know what I'm saying? He was already feeling certain songs, you know, but by him departing, you know, and we got a new president, which was Ronnie Johnson. Like I said, R.I.P. Ronnie Johnson, good friend, good mentor. You know, Ronnie brought something else to the table, let us know, you know, it's time to grow. It's time to show people that we're mature and we're very versatile. So, you know, we restructured the thing a little bit, you know, and now here we go.
Definitely. Lead single off the project is the Bangladesh-produced Talking Out the Side of Your Neck.
All right.
Who do you feel has been doing the most talking lately?
Hey, DJ Z, I feel like, you know, I can't just really point no finger, but, you know, Nas did name his album Hip Hop Is Dead, you know, and I felt like I could never speak with Nas on a 101 basis to see why he named it or how he really felt towards it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the people that say Hip Hop Is Dead and franchises part the blame, you know, hey, that's who I feel just talking nonsense. Like I say, if you ain't talking about no money, man, we ain't even really trying to hear you, partner, so, you know. Just keep your words to yourself.
Were you disrespected in a way that can never be changed?
Oh, no. Disrespected, no. I would address the issue, you know, if I feel disrespected. No, I'm not the type to bite my tongue, you know. I say what I want to say. I do what I want to do. And I'm quite sure the rest of my group members do the same and feel the same, you know. So it wasn't disrespected. That just was his opinion. That's how he thought about it. He never just came to us and said or pointed no finger. Or no one has ever just said, okay, them franchise boys face to face, you know, because disrespecting us is not an option.
Do you think the new project will do anything in the way of making the people who said those things change their minds, or is it at this point where you don't even care?
I mean, really, I don't care. Eventually, they'll jump on the bandwagon, you know. Like I said, we trendsetters. They need to follow. They'll follow suit one day. We leaders. You know what I'm saying? We real leaders of the new school, college degeneration, you know. We lead by example. So, you know, they'll follow suit one way or the other.
Sure. Let's talk about trend setting. T-Pain's been on everybody's stuff the past year, and I read that in your press release, he will be one of the limited guest features on the new album, in addition to Pleasure P, formerly of Pretty Ricky. How'd you guys go about deciding who you wanted to collaborate with?
I mean, the Pleasure P thing, you know, we still trying to fan it out, you know, due to the fact of clearances and all that.
Certainly.
You know what I'm saying? But the T-Pain, you know, that's a go. T-Pain, that's the homie. You know, when we came out with the Lean with the Rock with on top of our Game album, you know, T-Pain, he ventured out. You know what I'm saying? And brought out his thing, rapper turned singer, you know, and we was kind of on the road together to where we built relationship, you know, kicking with each other, you know, maintaining, getting to know each other better. Yeah, that's a good look.
Definitely.
I'm happy for the guy.
Let's delve into the title of the album, Point of No Return. What does that mean for specifically the four of you? Where will you have reached by the time this album drops in March?
I mean, successful business, man. You know, we're going to brand ourselves. I mean, when I say brand ourselves, you will know them franchise boys as a group, a label, you know, as a successful brand that to where we do. You know what I'm saying? We make money. Anything we feel like we're going to touch, we're going to make money on.
Do you feel like you guys have been slept on by the majority of the hip-hop consuming public?
Yeah, they ain't going to say they sleeping on that. You know what I'm saying? They just don't want, they find it hard to believe. That's what I would say. But after their album, they'll understand, okay, them boys are versatile. Any track we throw at them folk, they're going to be able to do, or they'll be able to handle.
Well, I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck in that endeavor. Why don't you go ahead and give everybody a website or a MySpace page they can find out more about what the Dem Franchise Boys have in store.
Oh, yeah, you can go to www.myspace.com/DemFranchiseBoys, or you can go to www.myspace.com/WeFly. That's my personal page, or Buddy at the A-Town Casanova.
Beautiful. Buddy, I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck in this endeavor with the brand new album and, of course, the single Talking Out the Side of Your Neck. Do a big in 08, my man.
Appreciate the support and the love that you're getting at DJ Z. Hope you continue to support us like that.
Definitely. I'm wearing my white tee to the day I DIE, my man.
That right. Still in a white tee, man. What they don't know about.